Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will begin a four-part series on how to kill it with open houses this summer. On today's episode, we will learn from him the seven goals of holding an open house beyond just selling the home. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
Certain markets, open houses can be a huge tool for success in this business. And I can tell you from personal experience, because believe it or not, I still do a couple open houses a year. I'm seeing some different trends take place in open house activity. So I'll be walking you essentially from start to finish, what is it taking to succeed in an open house today. What's interesting about this topic is, you know, open houses have been around probably since real estate agents have been around. It is probably one of the oldest traditions, if you will, in the business. And the way we do them, however, has evolved. And so the reason why the way we do them has evolved is because of technology, because of marketing that's available to us, because of the way the consumers behave. So what's interesting about this particular topic is what I'm going to share today is not like my notes from, well, I got in the business in 03. So these aren't my notes from 03. These are my notes from 2019, because every year something about open houses changes, either in the way we get them there, the way we convert, the way we follow up, and so forth. So what I'm sharing with you today is essentially two things. Number one, it's the years of experience of doing them. Plus, again, like I said, I still do a few per year just so I can stay sharp. But it's also some of our top agents that I've interviewed and asked them questions. Okay, what are you doing today that you weren't doing a year ago to have the success that you're having with open houses? And so you're going to get a combination of information that I've gathered from other top agents that are having success at open houses, and also information on things that I've been doing for years, of course, with open houses as well. Point number one, which isn't really a point, but if you want to write it down, you can. I wrote down buy open houses, all right? So I honestly thought 5-6 years ago that there would be a day that we would not have to deal with open houses. And I say that because I was never a big fan of open houses. And so here this whole time I was thinking, you know, 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I'm so glad open houses are going away. I wish I could never had to do another one, because I'd rather go in and just reach out to people. And now all of a sudden open houses are more popular today with all the technology that we have than they were 10 years ago. And that's because we're in a seller's market. So I wrote down why open houses. I like kind of starting off with that. That's why open houses are really effective right now. So here you have it. The guy that was anti-open houses for years and years is actually endorsing open houses. And I'm endorsing them for two reasons. Number one, because I'm seeing a lot of agents have success with them. And number two, I'm doing them a couple a year, and I'm seeing success when I do them as well. Even if you've been doing this business 6, 7, 8 years, there's a lot of agents in this industry that are 5, 10, 15 plus year veterans that it's been a long time since they've done an open house. And they almost have this mentality, kind of like I had. Oh, I've been doing this 15 years. I don't need to do open houses anymore. That's kind of like for the past. That's for new agents. I'll tell you, there's a lot of experienced agents having and teams having a lot of success with open houses. And so I'm going to share with you what it is they're doing differently now that open houses are a bit different today. All right? So this, I guess, could be point number one. The goal, there's six goals for every open house. So when you hold an open house, and by the way, for those of you that have been doing this for a while, you're going to say, okay, well, those are pretty basic. We get into some pretty advanced stuff as we go on, but I start, of course, with the basics. There's six goals of an open house. All right? Technically seven, if I'll give you a bonus goal. There's six goals of an open house. Let's add a seventh. All right? Goal number one is to give you a reason to reduce a listing. Give you a reason to reduce a listing. One of the easiest ways you can get a price reduction is by calling a seller and telling them that you're interested in hosting an open house for them. And in order to do that, we just need to do a few things. I'm going to promote it that it's going to be held open on Zillow. I'm going to promote it on Realtor.com. I'm going to promote it on the MLS. I'm going to door knock the neighborhood. And we just need to do one more thing, and that is we need to adjust the price. You know, we've been at this $225 price since we started. And if I'm going to do all of these, would you be willing to adjust the price to $199? Just using that as a scenario, right? It's kind of like the alternative choice close. If I'm willing to do A, B, C, D, and E, would you be willing to adjust the price so we can drive more traffic to the open house and hopefully create perhaps a multiple offer situation, right? So goal number one is to use it as a reason to get a price reduction. It's one, it's a motivating piece that would, and I'll tell you, in most cases, it's pretty successful because they know it. They're going to go through the trouble of getting their home ready. You know, they're going to spruce it up. They're going to turn on all the lights. They're going to leave for 2, 3, 4 hours. And this is like their big focus for the weekend. So if we're turning this into a big event, we need to make the price more attractive. So goal number one is to a reason for a price reduction. Goal number two, and these are in no particular order, by the way. Goal number two is to sell the listing. Obviously, that is why the seller believes you're holding the open house. And so that really needs to be your focus when you're talking with the seller. Now we know, and by the way, most consumers know, I had somebody in the class ask yesterday, you know, should I tell the sellers that I'm also there to get buyers? You can, there's nothing wrong with that. The reality is it's common sense. If I have 10 people walk through, one person's interested in your house, 9 people aren't, yeah, I'm going to try to go work with those buyers and sell them other homes. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But at a minimum, you should make sure they understand, because I think a lot of agents forget this. They just say, oh yeah, we're going to be hosting an open house, and don't really tell the seller the purpose of that. That's goal number two, sell the listing. Goal number three, set a buyer consultation or CMA appointment on the spot. Set a buyer consultation or CMA appointment on the spot. That's my ultimate goal. If I can't get the listing sold on the spot, and by the way, do I bring a purchase agreement with me to the open house every time? Just one contract. You never know when a buyer's gonna fall in love, especially, you know, if you're in a 3-bedroom, 1.5, $150,000 ranch, those are moving, right? In most markets, those are moving like crazy. So I'm bringing a purchase agreement, and I'm going to see, I'm going in with the attitude that I'm gonna try to get one of these buyers to make an offer. If I can't, I'm going to close for a buyer consultation or a CMA appointment. A CMA appointment is the market analysis to determine whether we're going to list their home during the open house. And if it's a real hot one, meaning I know they're driving around looking at open houses and meeting a lot of agents, I'm going to close for the buyer consultation or CMA appointment within an hour or two after the open house. It's very common for me, if I'm going to have an open house, if I'm doing it, say, from 1 to 4, as an example, I'm leaving open in my schedule until about 6 o'clock. Why am I doing that? Well, because if I'm going to try to close for a buyer consultation, I want it to be right then and there when their emotions are high, when they're feeling good about things, and I want to go meet them at a Starbucks, or I want to go meet them at their house to do a CMA for them. So I'm always leaving myself a good 90 minutes to 2 hours after the open house for my buyer consultation or listing presentation. But what happens if you don't have any comps and you don't know anything about their house? I don't care. You just go and get in front of them and sit down and ask questions and build rapport. And you can two-step that appointment if you absolutely had to. Or, of course, you can go through your plan of action and what you're going to do to help them sell the home and just tell them you're going to follow up with them on the price. I've had a lot of listing agreements that I've taken like that through the years. I get everything signed minus the price because we got to go back and determine what is the right price. Or a buyer consultation. You should have everything there for a buyer consultation anyways, because you're expecting buyers to walk in. So goal number three is to set a buyer consultation or CMA appointment. Goal number four, generate leads to follow up with. Generate leads to follow up with. Obviously, I'm going to have a lot of good conversations, and most of those people are going to be friendly to me. Most of them are going to be people that are reasonable to have a conversation with. But a lot of them aren't going to be ready to do something right now. It's very common with open houses, you know, the old saying, you get a lot of tire kickers. You get a lot of people that are, they're not just tire kickers because they're out and about. They will be a buyer at some point in time. I look at every person that walks in an open house, whether they're ready to go right now or not, as someone who's going to be ready to do something with me at a point in time. So I'm determining while I'm in that open house who I need to follow up with. The next one would be who I need to add. The next goal, which one are we on? 5, 6? 5. The next goal would be identify who to add to the database. Identify who I'm adding to the database. Okay, they're nowhere near ready. They're nosy neighbors. They want to see what their home, you know, their neighbor's house is all about. You made a great impression on them. You had some good conversation about what's going on in the market, and I'm going to ask them a question. Would it be helpful to you if I kept you up to date on what's going on in your neighborhood in terms of new listings and sales? That's the easiest way to add someone to a database. Would it be helpful to you if I kept you up to date on all the new listings and sales that take place in the neighborhood from time to time? That way you know every time a home is listed, every time a home has sold. Would you prefer that? Yeah, that'd be great. You can do that. You know, they don't usually resist on that. Yeah, sure, you can put us on whatever list you got. Okay, no problem. And then I'm adding them to the database. Doesn't necessarily mean I'll ever get a sale from them, but you know the math. You know, the rule on the database is somewhere between a 5 and 10% return depending on the size of your database. Meaning if I have 1,000 people in the database, I could at some point in time get 50 to 100 transactions from that group over time. So I'm always looking for people to add to the database. By the way, I'm not always adding everyone to the database. I'm only adding people that I had a great conversation with, that I had good rapport with, that it felt good, and they, of course, said yes to that question, right? Next goal of an open house, appease the seller. Appease the seller, that's a realistic goal. Some sellers, as you know, they want an open house, and that they've been told by all their friends and family that if your realtor doesn't do an open house, they're not a good realtor. And so we're going to do the open house to appease them. And, oh, by the way, I've had a lot of our agents who are not big fans of open houses say, you know what, I'm really glad I did that open house because I actually got a buyer out of it, or I actually got a seller out of it. But we do it sometimes, again, the goal to appease the seller. And finally, number 7, I guess this would be, impress the neighborhood and your sphere of influence on social media. Impress the neighborhood and your sphere of influence on social media. Everyone loves an active agent, and the perception of the consumer is that if you're doing open houses, you must be a busy agent. You must be a successful agent. And so this is a good opportunity to impress the neighbors around that open house, to let them know that you're holding, you know, a lot of our agents will go an hour before the open house and let them know that they're holding the open house open. To impress the neighbors and make a good impression, perhaps add someone to their database. So those are the 7 goals of an open house. That's point number 1.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on killing it with open houses, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, open houses have evolved but are not going away.